This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. European Union leaders and their large following of diplomats and advisors are beginning 2 days of talks in Portugal today, sending a signal that they see the threat from COVID-19 on their continent as waning amid a speedy vaccine rollout. Their talks hope to repair some of the damage the coronavirus has caused in the bloc and such areas as welfare and employment. EU leaders will also discuss Thursday's U.S. proposal to share the technology behind COVID-19 vaccines to help speed the end of the pandemic. Despite a slow start to its inoculation drive, the EU this week passed the milestone of 150 million vaccinations and reckons it can reach what it calls sufficient community immunity in 2 months' time. The European Union Commission proposes relaxing restrictions on travel to the bloc this summer. Worldwide, COVID-19 cases have increased for the 9th straight week, and deaths are up for the 6th week, according to the World Health Organization's General Director General. The COVID outbreak continues to ravage India. On Friday, India's health ministry said more than 414,000 new COVID cases had been reported in the previous 24-hour period. Australians who were banned from entering their country if they had traveled to India will be allowed to return home starting on May the 15th. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison said Friday Australia will not, however, be allowed to board the repatriation flights out of India if they had tested positive, or rather test positive, for the coronavirus. And Germany rejecting a U.S. proposal to waive the patents on COVID-19 vaccines. This is VOA News. Germany's health minister said Thursday the government will now allow AstraZeneca's COVID vaccine to be administered to adults of all ages and hopes to offer children ages 12 and older vaccinations by the end of August. Jens Spahn said after consulting with the nation's 16 regional health ministers, he is reversing a decision made earlier this year to restrict the AstraZeneca shot to people over 60 years of age. He also said that the current 12-week gap between the first and second doses of AstraZeneca vaccinations could be shortened. Germany had initially recommended the AstraZeneca shot only for people 60 and older following concerns over blood clotting cases among younger recipients of the vaccine. U.S. President Joe Biden is expected to give remarks on the economy later today. When the latest job report is released, on Thursday, Biden took his $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan deep into Republican territory, using an aging bridge in Lake Charles, Louisiana, as a backdrop to repeat his call for infrastructure improvements. Biden is pushing a corporate tax hike, but Republicans in Congress are not yet on board with the president's plan. But amid the Republican objections, Biden said he's ready to compromise. The White House is banking on voters and local officials selling the plan, like the Lake Charles mayor, Nick Hunter, a Republican. Guatemalan disaster relief authorities remain on alert due to a renewed activity that the Pacaya volcano showed on Thursday following a brief pause after one of the most important extensive activity episodes in recent years. Disaster relief authorities said no communities are currently at risk of being infected by the new lava flow, but the direction the flow may take is uncertain, so it is being kept under constant observation. Authorities say a police officer and 24 alleged criminals died on Thursday during an operation by Rio de Janeiro's police targeting drug traffickers in a popular favela in the city's north side. According to images shown on television, a police helicopter flew low over the working class community as a group of heavily armed suspects escaped by leaping between the roofs of homes. Service on a subway line nearby temporarily suspended due to the intense shooting going on during that operation. And Twitter confirming Thursday that it pulled the plug on several accounts trying to skirt its ban on former president blog post.